Either I've missed this completely or have not been paying attention, but for whatever reason, I noticed a couple of stories popping up. First noticed it in USA Today, and then I'm seeing some of their follow-up stories that are showing up online. Regarding, and I think it's tied because the state of Ohio is apparently going to be voting about this issue. And it has to do with name, image, likeness, something that we have heard about for years and now actually is allowed at the collegiate level.
Yes, it is.
Athletes allowed to actually market themselves, earn money based on their name, their image, and their likeness.
Mm-hmm.
For years, people have said the schools are benefiting greatly for some of these college stars, these athletes. So why shouldn't they find a way to make some type of profit on themselves?
Absolutely.
I get that. But this, in Ohio, and I was surprised to find out that there are already 9 states who have rules and regulations permitting name, image, and likeness earnings for high school athletes.
I think I've heard of this a little bit.
I missed this completely with all this discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right now, Alaska, California, Colorado, Kansas, Louisiana, Nebraska, New Jersey, New York, and Utah all allow some type of name, image, and likeness earning availability for high school athletes.
I think other states will follow suit, too. I mean,
it's
may not want their best athletes moving to other states if they know they can make money that way.
Well, and that's part of what I haven't really delved into this. I'm just doing like a cursory search and trying to figure out what all the discussion about. But that is one of the things people are talking about. First of all, really a high school kid? I mean,
and how and who is the money paid to, the parent or to the school district or to the student?
Well,
probably the family, right?
That's
probably.
This goes back to
until they turn 18.
And a lot of them seeing too is they want no attachment or utilization of the high school's logo. It's just the student themselves.
Yeah,
you know, like
right.
A college, you're attached to the school, but it's like, you know, because in high school, I mean, you know, college, you can have one team with several stars, but in high school?
Yeah.
Well, I shouldn't say that. Depending on the school.
I suppose. Yeah, it can happen, yeah.
There are those who, of course, now are concerned about recruiting.
Yeah, right.
There are some schools that...
Which has already been happening.
To do, exactly. It's a whole big... Yeah, it's another conversation, but I was surprised.
Yeah.
I missed completely any type of opportunity for high school kids to be involved in the name, image, and likeness.
Oh, yeah.
Not that long ago, we were talking about college.
Right,
now it's down to the high school.
Well, right. And I think maybe it's just that how much people are watching sports, love sports. It's filtered down to the high school level. I'll tell you what, living in the Detroit area, I don't remember getting all kinds of high school scores. I just don't. You got it. You could open up the Detroit Free Press or the Detroit News, and you'd find the high school section, and you'd read about it. But the way that football is covered everywhere now, high school football, it's Friday night. It's almost like a college. And you know, let's not forget, it was 20 years ago now. But when LeBron James was in high school, and his games were being covered on ESPN, high school games, high school games. So this is a long time coming.
And there are some athletes, even we've had stories, remember, of some middle school athletes already getting college attention. I want to say, aren't there even stories of some that have committed?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, some of these athletes who stand out. And you say, who are these athletes? Come on, at that young age?
Right.
And then we think to ourselves, just last week here in Saginaw, we were talking about a 15-year-old kid.
Yes, we were.
Hockey.
Who was made available to be drafted by
Good
the
point.
Saginaw.
Yeah.
So,
good point.
But yeah, it just it's interesting. It's interesting. I mean, you know, things. Because I'm trying to think. You know, I'm from the Detroit area too, and certainly there were some well-known athletes.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely.
But yeah, some go from high school right into pro sports.
Right.
Is that what happened to Al Kaline?
Yeah. Never spent a day in the minors. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, right.
I mean, if you're of a high level of talent, you are getting noticed, and people understand your athletic capability and possibilities, I suppose.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But still, I'm just trying to wrap myself around that for high school kids. You know,
right? Well, I mean, again, I think it's just the coverage has increased through the years, and why not? I mean, it's just
is a high school making like a college is certainly going to make money off of an athlete.
I don't know.
High school going to certainly will get attention.
Yeah.
Some could say
they like that. Yeah.
Some could say perhaps that athletes of other skills might decide to attend if the possibility exists. I mean, I don't know all the rules and regulations anymore.
Mm-hmm. On the other hand, though, some schools have dress codes where you can't wear anything on your clothing that depicts any particular interest.
Well, yeah. So that's true. That, yeah. Maybe they take care of that marketing. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. But
just and by the way, will that change, though, Dave? And the great point.
Good question.
That may. Never thought I'd ever see, you know, advertising on football uniforms, and mm-hmm. and that's happening. That's happened already. Mm-hmm. You know, so I don't know.
Well,
and, you know, the players could say, hey, you know what? The ticket sales are going up. And look at all this interest I'm bringing to school, right? I mean, I remember when I saw Steve Avery. Remember Steve Avery?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
One of the Taylor schools. I can remember. He played basketball against our high school. And I can tell you, I think that night when he played against my high school, that was ticket sales probably went up about 50%. And it was already packed for Friday night, so it was even more packed.
Hey, remember what happened when Magic Johnson would play basketball? Uh-huh. Oh, that would be packed in gymnasiums.
Right. Yeah, oh, yes, yeah. Big time.
Well, there you go, folks. It's, you know, who knows? At a state near you right now, 9 states, maybe it could be a 10th state, and who knows, maybe all in the future. High school athletes, name, image, and likeness.